Dumela, and welcome again to African Woman Arise. It's good to have you on board, and thank you, as always, for listening. This week, we are going to be looking at some women, specifically African women in the history of Christianity, who've made an impact. Now, it's taken quite a bit from me to find these women, but they are there, and as I've said before, they're just looking to be found, which is just awesome. They're waiting to be found by us. And so I'll be introducing you to these women who've had an enormous impact as African women on theology specifically, or African Christian living. And some of you may know them, but I believe some of them will be less known to most of us. And then the next week, I'll be interviewing some women, African women again, who will talk to us about this topic of resilience. And so this week, we're looking at a portrait of African women leaders who have made a contribution and how they have been resilient in making a contribution to Christianity. And then next week I'll actually be interviewing some fantastic women. So I look forward to that. So I'm going to get started, and how I'll do that is I'm going to introduce you to an awesome theologian. And I borrow a lot of what I'll be saying from an extraordinary writer, Oluwatomisin Oredin. And she is an African-American writer, and she will be introduced to you tomorrow herself. But she is a professor and a thinker and a Christian, and she introduces today's thinker and leader and influencer and contributor. And the name of this woman is Mercy Amba Oduyoye. She is really an enterprising and pioneering woman. And two things are true about Mercy Amba Oduyoye. She's one of Africa's premier Christian theologians, and she is one of the most underrated Christian theologians. Both truths hang together. And because of this, she really represents resilience in many different ways, particularly through her writing. Oduyoye is underrecognized in a world of religious studies, especially Christian theology, because of her focus of her work, African Women. And for more than 60 years, through her theological and advocacy work and her ecumenical involvement, Oduyoye has centered the experiences of African women in her work. And she is cementing the voices of women within the canon of Christian theology and ethics. She really is a powerful force, and I'd love for you to almost do your own research on her and read some of her works. And maybe I should begin by introducing her background. Mercy Amba Oduyoye is the eldest of nine children of Charles Kwao Yamoa and Mercy Ya Dakwa Yamoa. Oduyoye was born in October 1933 on their family's cocoa farm in southeast Ghana. And I must say, I've always had this fascination with Ghanaians. My husband will tell you, I meet a Ghanaian and I go wild. I literally go berserk. There's something about a Ghanaian that I cannot put my finger on, and particularly leadership and the leadership style of Ghanaians, I am absolutely in love with. And I respect, and I go to great lengths to study. So she is a Ghanaian woman born in 1933. Her parents were members of the Akan ethnic group, and the Akan are a major people group in Ghana. And in the early 17th century, they were 33 independent Akan states, located mainly in what is now Ghana and Ivory Coast. And of course, this was before the scramble for Africa. This was before the new boundaries for Africa were delineated in Berlin. And so Udoyoye descended from a family that was not Christian to begin with. It really is an interesting story. Akan culture is heavily infused with the belief that spiritual beings are present in every facet of life, and one does not act in a world alone, but other actors, material beings and otherwise, influence outcomes in the physical world. And I would say this is the same in South Africa too. This is the understanding of the world from an African cultural point of view. With this openness to religion, even from other cultures, the Akan, so the tribe, were not resistant to colonial missionaries. Many Akan people, including members of Uduyoye's family, accepted Christianity. Uduyoye descended from Presbyterian maternal grandparents and a paternal family with Methodist roots, and was raised in a household where Christianity was taken seriously. But she was also subject to Western and Akan cultural shortcomings. Patriarchy was an undeniable force present within both Western and Akan cultural leanings. Both Akan culture and Western Christianity discriminated against Akan women. And so Uduyoye grew up in a culture that emphasized the importance of women, yet failed to grant women the opportunity to be leaders within their local community and Christian church. And so you see, she really is coming from a place of deep-rooted Christianity, but she makes a decision to become a theologian within all of that in the 1940s and 50s. And in 1989, Uduyoye founded the Circle of Concerned African Women Theologians. Can you believe it? In 1989. And we don't know very much about this, except if you kind of do your homework and search and kind of go into the forest, into the fields, and try find information on the Circle of Concerned African Women Theologians. And it is an organization that seeks to create space for African women's theological contributions and experiences to be heard, developed, and shared globally. So she founds this organization, and she develops it through hard work. And Uduyoye really challenges the Eurocentric nature of much of Christian theology. She says, there was a time when the only acceptable adjective to append the word theology, apart from confessional words like Lutheran or Anglican, was the word German. And she writes this in the introduction to Hearing and Knowing. Her theological work makes clear that third world theology must be granted a hearing in a world that places certain voices, namely European ones, on a pedestal. Wow. Can you believe this is what she is writing? And 10 years later, Uduyoye writes Daughters of Anoa, African Women and Patriarchy. And it is an in-depth look at how African culture and Christianity both profess a patriarchal understanding of communal life, and how African women constantly resist that understanding. And so she really talks about how African women are aware of bearing more than half of the life support burden of Africa, and Christian women feeling more than anyone else that church's capitulation to Western norms, which then propagates as Christian norms. She writes an amazing piece in 2001, which she publishes. It's called Introducing African Women's Theology, and it's one of her most popular works. It reframes traditional doctrinal positions, a doctrine of God, Christology, theology, anthropology, ecclesiology, and eschatology, and introduces unconventional ones such as hospitality and spirituality from an African woman's perspective. And in this work, Odioya unapologetically does theology for African women. And so, in this work, she really centers the African experience of being communal as something that should be appreciated in theology. In situating African women in conversation of Christian theology, Oduyoya's approach is subversive. Her doctrine of God incorporates colonial history, interestingly enough. And she argues that African women discover the triune God as liberator of oppressed, the rescuer of the marginalized, and all who live daily in the throes of pain, uncertainty, of deprivation. She reimagines Jesus as in solidarity with African women. These women relate closely to him and testify to what Jesus has done for them. And so Oduyoye does an amazing work in her studies of the church and holds to the truth of a whole church, where she understands we, women and men, are human together. Wow. She reimagines a whole church globally, theologically, and across genders, and advocates for holistic community. The true image of Christ, she says, requires a partnership of women and men. Oduyoye even boldly includes the African principle of hospitality as a core doctrine, writing that offering and receiving hospitality is a key indication of the African emphasis on sustaining our life force at all costs. And so you can hear, you know, the heartbeat of Oduyoye. You can hear where she is going, and you can sense that Oduyoye has been a woman who's required to be resilient throughout her life. And Musimbi R.A. Kanyoro, a Kenyan human rights activist and close friend of Oduyoye, recalls Oduyoye's drive to create opportunities for African women where there once were none. And instead of lamenting the dearth of writings from African women, Kanyoro writes, Oduyoye was motivated to change the situation. And without Oduyoye's persistence and resilience, African women in theology would not have the platforms they have now. Oduyoye was one of the first African women theologians, according to scholars Isabel Apawopiri and Sarojini Nada, to write and publish theological reflections of any significance, particularly with respect to African women. Oduyoye has opened the door for countless women afterwards. So I would like to leave you with that and just encourage you to yourself maybe go and Google her and Google many of her publications and many of her writings. You will learn a lot. You may not agree with her, or you may agree with her. That's not the point. But it's important to see her contribution to theology from an African woman's perspective and how she centers African experiences and African women's experiences in relation to Jesus. I would encourage you to go through her work and assess it, enjoy it, critique it, imbibe it, integrate some of it into your thinking, throw some of it away, but do consider her and her work. And also, I would say, consider how much resilience it took for her to write, you know, in the 1940s and 50s about these topics. And Her resilience has meant that she has not been known. She has not been written about. She has not been kind of put on the pedestal along the likes of, you know, your John Stotts and your D.A. Carsons and many other theologians. And yet, guess what? She persisted. She persisted and said, this is worth it. And how much it must have taken from her emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well, just to push forward with writing, knowing that a lot of her work would not be read. And so, sisters, I want to encourage you that not everything that is worth doing will be popular. Not everything worth doing will be on Facebook and go viral. Not everything worth doing and leaving a legacy will be on Instagram. And yet, guess what? I am talking about her in today's podcast. And so God has been faithful to her. God has been faithful to her resilience and her persistence. Let that encourage you. Let that encourage you in whatever you're doing for Christ. And tomorrow we will meet another woman who is absolutely incredible and awesome. Join me for that.